Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. And Kirk, we are coming up on our final classical concert of the season. And this will be our third concert at Living Hope Church on Taft Street in Merrillville, just north of Crown Point. And this is going to be all French music.
Yes.
And this concert. Ravel.
Ravel Bolero.
Saint-Saëns.
Saint-Saëns.
Okay, well, tell us about the pieces
sure.
you're going to be
well,
performing.
Well, people have asked me for the bolero for 2,000 years. You know, will you play bolero? Will you do bolero? Will you do bolero? And so we finally have a chance to program it. It's an expensive piece because there's so many. Just yesterday, we hired the saxophone soloists, which are not easy to find, even in a great city like Chicago. So there's all these different solos, you know, from... but it's a fantastic and exciting piece, and I'm glad that I can finally do it for the patrons who have asked me over and over for it. It'll take you out, so to speak. The outside of the program are two Saint-Saëns pieces. One is the Saint-Saëns Second Piano Concerto with Winston Choi, who is one of our favorite soloists in great demand in Chicago and the head of the piano department at Roosevelt. So that's one of the Saint-Saëns pieces.
Mm-hmm.
The other piece is the organ symphony, so-called because in the last movement of the symphony, with a huge orchestra on stage, the organ enters and it really just blows the entire orchestra away. And because with modern technology, you can actually have a big, nice Hammond or something organ. But with the way the speakers are aligned, it sounds just like you're in Notre Dame.
And so it sounds like a pipe organ.
Oh, yeah.
Living Hope Church does not have a pipe organ.
No.
Most churches don't have them
No,
anymore.
You will feel like you are in, you know, a big cathedral in France
yeah,
with
how cool.
some 32-foot pipes getting at you.
Which yeah. is what he wrote it for.
He certainly did. He blew everybody away. And we're very fortunate. I've done this piece with another orchestra with John. John Scherer is the music director and the organist at Fourth Presbyterian downtown, where they do have a monster
oh, sure.
organ, you know. And it sounds fantastic. It's just so exciting.
So he gets to play that
mm-hmm.
all the time. But then when he makes these guest appearances and with various orchestras, he doesn't necessarily have that kind of an instrument to play.
No. Well, but actually it's interesting. I think the instrument that we will rent, it will be the same as what they use at the Chicago Symphony when they're not using their entire pipe organ. Yesterday, mm-hmm. I went to hear the Mozart Requiem with Maestro Muti, and they used that same kind of organ that we're going to use. Of course, it's much quieter because it's Mozart. And all Winston and John will be there at the pre-concert with me.
Mm-hmm.
They want to greet everybody. And I'm going to have the snare drum player from Bolero come in.
And you know, he's going to demonstrate.
Yeah, because he has to play the same thing for 14 minutes.
So he might as well warm up with the pre-concert lecture.
He might as well warm up. Yes, exactly.
We talked last time you were here. We talked a little bit about our new quarters at the Living Hope Church, and that there's a great space for you to do the pre-concert lectures.
Beautiful.
And great space for the Cookies with Kirk mm-hmm. portion of the evening afterwards.
Yes.
So lots of space for people to socialize, and then the beautiful, really truly beautiful auditorium. And the seats are so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
No seat is very far from the stage at all. It was a real find for
yeah.
us to be.
They did a wonderful job. All the things that they changed and revamped recently in the hall, and even things that they did on the stage to help us feel at home and have a beautiful acoustic. It's a beautiful and intimate place for us to come together and make music.
Yeah. Well, it is, and we're very grateful to that congregation for welcoming us
yeah.
and accommodating us.
Yeah, new
and,
home.
Yeah. So next year, all of our concerts will be held at Living Hope Church, and we're glad to have everything in one place.
Yes.
So people they get used to where to park and where to mm-hmm. enter.
And it's right in the middle of our region,
yeah.
I think. I mean.
Oh, no, it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like like this, just as the Star Plaza Theater was in the middle, and Bethel Church was in the middle, so mm-hmm. too is Living Hope Church in the middle. So it is. It's perfect for our audience as well. Kirk, thank you. Good luck with the concert. Looking forward to hearing that tremendous organ piece. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.